In fact, I think one of the strengths of American science and technology came about after World War II, with people that had been mixed together, gotten to know each other in each other's fields. And so when they went back to the universities and into industry, they had that kind of background. And I think that interaction was a very important one, an interaction with government. And it was kind of cut off by the Vietnamese War, where the Vietnamese War made university people try to shy away from business and industry and shy away from government. And as I was here at Berkeley doing much of it, and old people would really jump on me for having anything to do with, for example, when I went on the board of General Motors, I knew there was going to be a lot of criticism. I contacted the president of the university and said, well, you know, the chairman of the board of General Motors asked me to form this advisory committee, and it's a big company. It's about, at that time, 3% of the total GNP of the U.S., and they felt they had difficulties and needed some advice. I felt it was a sensible thing to do, but I recognized it might be criticized at the new university, and what did he think? Did he think I ought to do it? Well, he said, well, I think I'm balanced, you ought to do it, so I did it. Well, sure enough, I got jumped on the student newspapers and people with the idea that I would have anything to do with a big commercial company like that. That was sinful. Nowadays, it's welcome. People want it because they think maybe GM can give them some money or something. But then it was it was very bad, and also my connection with government. I was put up as Dr. Strangelove in various ways and so on because I would sometimes advise the military. Well, I felt it was important for people to be in contact and try to see that things went in the right direction. But there was a very bad dichotomy at that point. Now I think they're pulling back together again, but I think it's very important to find ways of reducing interaction, a mix, exchange of ideas, and people who are familiar with both fields. And I think I've indicated in those articles that I felt it was my own fortunate combination of some engineering concepts and physics together, which was able to bring this about. Now, on the other hand, how the fundamental work comes in is that industry was not all that interested in getting to very short wavelengths. You know, they still don't. You still don't do very much at millimeter wavelengths or sub-millimeter wavelengths for industrial purposes. To me, it was quite important because there were scientific goals there. And so it led me to push in directions that industry wasn't at that time pushing in. That's a sense in which fundamental work opens up your eyes and pushes you in different directions and explore new things. But I generally feel the interaction back and forth is very beneficial. One can maybe overdoing it by being just a jack of all trades, but on the other hand, I think there must be some contact interaction back and forth to see that there's not a big gap between the two, and a big gap between academic work and industrial work and so on.